Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time to hear from some of the best high school baseball coaches in the state. It's time for the Pick and Save Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association show, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Let's turn it over to WBCA president and head coach at Oak Creek High School, Scott Holler, and 105.7 FM, the Fan High School Insider, Big Time, Mike McGivern.
Welcome to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association show, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host is Scott Holler, president of the WBCA, head baseball coach and AD at Oak Creek High School. Scott, how you doing?
Mike, I'm doing well, buddy. How are you today?
Good. Hey, we've got a shortened show today. We've got a one-hour show because of the Brewer on Deck show that's coming up at 11 o'clock. And want to make sure that I get this in. This will be our last baseball show. And I can't thank you enough, Scott, for setting a lot of these shows, being a really good co-host, and being, you know, encouraging to keep talking baseball, even though we didn't have any baseball to talk about. And I got to tell you that I thought our shows, and I've gotten a lot of compliments on the shows that we've done together. And so I just wanted to say thank you before we end the show at 11 o'clock. And I don't have a chance to say that to you.
Right. Well, Mike, on behalf of myself and the WBCA, kudos to you for allowing us to do this and keeping baseball alive here in the spring and the summer, in terms of letting us still share all of our stories and our members with the public out there. So I've gotten a lot of good feedback as well, and I know our Coaches Association is very grateful to you for doing this.
Well, and I guess I can't hold you to this, but I want to do this again next year. And
yeah,
I just
absolutely thought,
you know what, it gave us a statewide presence a little bit, and we gave guys that normally would not get a chance to get on the airwaves in the city of Milwaukee and in southeast
right.
Wisconsin a chance to tell some really good stories. And again, I just wanted to thank you. We've got some really good guests today. And this first guy, head coach at Menominee Falls, you know, he looked pretty good in that blue and gold when he was coaching at Memorial. But you know what? He looks pretty good in those Menominee Falls colors, too. Hey, Tim, how you doing today?
Great, Mike. It's Scott. How are you?
Man, doing good. So the Menominee Falls, you made that move from Catholic Memorial, and that was a good move for you, correct? You're liking it in the Falls?
Oh, yeah. So my wife and our two daughters, we live in the Falls, and I've been teaching the community for 11 years. And to be honest with you, I mean, I've never applied for another high school job in my life, and when this opportunity came up, you know, the stars aligned, and I was very, very lucky to get this opportunity and, you know, and really to be a steward of this program. I mean, this program was built way before I ever stepped foot in it, and I'm just the most recent caretaker, so hopefully it's the next 40 years for me.
Well, and the idea that you live in Menominee Falls, your kids are part of the district, you teach, you're there. Menominee Falls is really important to you right now, and the fact that you can, you know, drive 5 minutes or 10 minutes and get to practice and be part of the community. And the youth program is going to be a lot easier for you to develop, I would think, living in that area and knowing a lot of those kids.
Yeah, it's got everything. It's a one high school town, you know, fantastic community. They love their sports. You know, we're strong athletically all over the board. Fantastic families. I mean, this is my dream job.
Hey, Tim, it's a two high school town. My son went to Calvary Baptist in Menomonee Falls. They might not have a baseball team, but there's a high school over there.
Yeah, you're right. I apologize, Mike. And hey, before we move on, I do want to thank both of you for all the reasons you guys mentioned. But, Mike, especially you, just in regards to what you do for high school athletics. I mean, I'm kind of a high school sports junkie, basketball, football, everything that goes on. And Scott, I know, you know, and I texted you this week, but you had a really interesting week, I'm sure. So I want to thank you for, you know, the shoes that you're standing in and the positions that you're in your own community in Oak Creek. So thank you.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Tim.
Thank you for the kind words. And we are going to talk baseball, I promise. But, Scott, I got to ask you, you know, I'm watching the whole WIA thing on Thursday, and your name came up. Yeah. And, you know, Wade Lebecki, I believe it was, said, hey, look, if we're going to move football to the spring, you know, I got a call. He said, I talked to Scott Holler, the president of WBCA, and he said, look, we've already lost a season. Right. We've already been affected by this. So why do you want to affect us again? Mm-hmm. Like, can't we just stay with where we're at? And I thought it was a really important point. I bet you were getting a little bit nervous down the stretch there, right?
Yeah, so I talked to Tim earlier in the week, and obviously I'm wearing two hats, really three if you think about it, as the AD at Oak Creek and what's best for our kids at Oak Creek High School, and then role as the president of the WBCA. So, you know, obviously the stance we took as an association in terms of the executive board of the Baseball Coaches Association was, look, the baseball needs to happen in the spring for a multitude of reasons, whether it's, you know, Legion programs, whether it's jobs, whether it's vacations, whether it's and a big reason is travel ball, obviously, especially down here and in some of the big cities across the state. So that it was actually a fairly easy stance to take as an association. The challenge is going to come if that actually happens, where some of the fall sports do eventually trickle into the spring, what that looks like. So we got a long road ahead of us, but it wasn't difficult in terms of me representing the association as the president. That was actually a fairly easy stand to take, because that's what our coaches want and that's what our executive board wants. So the other pieces will kind of fall into place, and it's going to be a lot of work, but it was the right decision.
Well, I like what they came up with. I do, it's going to affect, you know, a few things, but mm-hmm. to be able to push it back a little bit and then try their best to keep winter sports where they are and try to keep spring sports where they are, right. I think is a great way to approach it. I don't know if it's going to happen the way they're hoping it's going to happen. That's my fear.
Yep. No, I would agree with you. There's so many moving parts and so many different communities around the state. But I would say that I was happy with how the meeting ended. Not everyone's going to be happy. They alluded to that several times.
yes.
But again, Mike, there's so many places around this state that are okay to go and are ready to go. And man, it seems like every day something new happens in a district around the area and around the state. So I'm glad we're being given the opportunity to proceed, and that's all we can ask for right now.
Hey, Tim, let's talk a little bit about what this year now was like for you. I'm sure that you've never been at home this much in the spring, for sure. You know, to be at home and probably wishing you were out on the field. But I'm wondering how difficult this year was for you, your staff, and especially the seniors at Menomonee Falls baseball program.
Yeah, it truly was. You know, and I, you know, like everybody else, you feel for the seniors. I mean, you know, our last day of school was Friday, March 13th. Pitchers and catchers were going to report, you know, a day or two later. We had everything lined up, ready to go. You know, again, a brand new staff for me. So we met all off season and made sure all of our ducks were in a row, you know, open gyms and everything else that goes in with the players are ready to go, you know, and our five seniors, I mean, we just a fantastic group of young men, and, you know, and it was tough. And, you know, as the weeks went on, you know, and then WI makes their decision, and, you know, like, I think as baseball coaches, we're used to adjusting and adapting on the fly. So, all right, what's next? How can we do something better? You know, how can we find a window here, a window there? We were able to play a little bit of a summer league, which was great for not only our seniors to get some closure, and we were able to tuck in a senior night and honor some traditions that we have in our program, but also just a chance to coach the juniors, sophomores, and freshmen just to get some development in there as well, you know, looking ahead to 21. So all things considered, as tough as it was, you know, we had a lot of beautiful summer days out at Trinary.
Hey, did you guys take advantage of getting coming together in June, or was that something you guys did not do?
Yeah, we did. So we were able to go. We joined a summer league. We were able to start actually.
Oh,
June
good.
15th.
Yeah, that's what you'd.
Yeah, and went about a month.
How did you guys plan? And I'm wondering what you thought this year would have been for Menominee Falls and the kind of talent that you had in the program.
Well, you know, and Scott knows this because he's got a program that's, you know, a contender every year. Menominee Falls, even if they graduate, you know, so much high-level talent, they just replenish. The youth program, our lower-level coaches do such a great job getting these kids ready for varsity. We would have been young, but I know, you know, now seeing what I saw the last month, you know, as the season went on, I think we've been playing our best baseball at the end of the year. And, you know, just some fantastic talent in this area, and just for us to come together as a coaching staff, I think we would have been, you know, a pretty nice contender, you know, come end of May, early June.
Hey, Tim, Scott Holler here. Thanks again, Scott, for coming on, and thanks for everything you did, you know, this off season. Mike, as I alluded to you, I think Tim is one of those guys that's one of the best young coaches in the state. He was setting up Zoom meetings and things with us, so that's where I've really gotten to know Tim a little bit more here. One of the blessings of this whole pandemic was it's brought a lot of us coaches a little closer together, and that's the story with Tim and I. But, hey, Tim, one of the things I want to ask you is, you know, you mentioned the history of Falls baseball, and I remember, you know, being an assistant coach with Dave Weber, who has become a close friend of mine over the years. And when he was the head coach of the Falls and taking them to the state tournament, seemed like on a yearly basis. Then, of course, Pat Hansen comes in and does an amazing job, wins a couple of state championships. I'm curious, how is your coaching staff being rounded out at the Falls? Did any of Pat Hansen's guys stick around, or did you bring in your own new crew? How's that shaking out?
Great question. Yeah, and, you know, to address the first part, I mean, success leaves clues. And I would consider Dave and Pat, you know, friends of mine, and it's made the transition so fantastic. They're community members. They just want to help. As for staff, a little bit of the guys that were left over, you know, are still on staff, and some new guys. So we have a great mix of, you know, like Don August is coaching our JV. This would have been his 18th season. So he was coaching with Dave, Pat, myself now.
Yep.
We got some younger guys that are 25, 26 years old that are hungry. So we got a good mix of staff, and then, you know, just installing our system and getting everything aligned. And that's been one of the blessings, honestly, of this summer. And you know, sometimes in the spring, your seasons are going, you're a little bit segmented. We were able to do so much together this summer and kind of have joint practices. And, you know, it's a fantastic group of men that just want to do best for kids.
Good.
Boy, that's good stuff right there. Hey, Tim, thank you so much for a couple of minutes of your time. And I look, Menominee Falls, like we talked about, is a two high school town, but, you know, they don't have baseball over at Calvary Baptist, so I understand that. But it's a great spot for you. And Menominee Falls, I think they won in this whole deal. Getting you to be the head baseball coach, I think you're going to be there as long as you want to be there. And the fact that the number of times that we've had conversations about how important youth programs are, especially in baseball, you get that. So congratulations on that. I look forward to having you in studio next year.
Mike, quick plug, if I can.
Sure.
One of the great things, again, that's come out of this whole thing is Tim's going to be setting up kind of a little podcast himself. He's really into that thing, so he's going to start having some of our coaches around the state on even all basically all year long. So I'm looking forward to that and appreciate Tim doing that on behalf of our coaches association.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and these are two guys I'd like to have on at some point. So yeah, a little bit of a project of mine I'm working on, so I'll reach out to you guys individually. And Scott, I appreciate that plug, and guys, thank you for your time today.
You bet. You let me know if there's anything I can do for you on that. Coach, thank you very much. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, head coach at Brookfield East, Ty Johnson, is going to join us. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host is Scott Holler, president of the WBCA, AD at Oak Creek, and the head baseball coach at Oak Creek. Our next guest, he is Ty Johnson, head baseball coach at Brookfield East. Hey, Ty, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Mike and Scott, for having me.
Yeah, we really appreciate a couple of minutes of your time. Hey, Coach, similar question I have for Tim at Menominee Falls. How difficult of a season and a lack of a season was this on you and your staff, and especially the seniors at Brookfield East?
Well, it's very challenging because, obviously, missing out an entire season, you miss out a wide spectrum of things that did not occur. We feel terrible for our seniors. We had a relatively small senior class this year at Brookfield East, so it wasn't the biggest impact on the program, but it had a big impact on those players not having a season. And then going down from there, we had four or five role players from our 2019 sectional championship team that we were expecting to step up into big-time roles, and they missed out on that experience of playing another 26 in games in the playoffs. So we really missed out on quite a bit as a program. But for me personally, one of the nice things about not having a season is I had a baby during the season, so I got to spend a lot more time with him home.
And Coach, I'm looking at a picture of you on the field with Baby Baker's first baseball game, and man, I don't know y'all that well, but that smile that you've got holding that little boy is awesome. And how are you sleeping at night?
There's a little sleep. Sometimes we get more than others, but it's been challenging, and it's also very joyful at the same time.
Yeah, awesome. There's no doubt. I'm sure, is he going to be a right-hander or a left-hander? What are you thinking?
we'll probably throw right-handed. We'll try to bat left-handed.
There you go. There you go.
What does Mrs. Johnson think of that?
She's growing into the idea. We have to watch every baseball game on TV now, and so she has to watch a lot more.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. Hey, Scott, when we talked about putting the show together, and I know Tim, obviously, from his days at Catholic Memorial, don't know a ton about Ty, and you said, look, this is a young coach that really gets it and understands the importance of the Brookfield East program, and I'd love to get him on for a few minutes, and you're impressed with this young guy.
Yeah, so I got to know Ty when Oak Creek was still playing in the greater metro when we were in summer baseball. And I remember the first year coaching against Ty, I was just really impressed with how he communicated during the games, before the games, after the games. He really had a nice presence about him on the field. And you can tell he was going to do really good things. And then it didn't take long. Obviously, last year, really put it all together, made it to the state tournament, first year of spring baseball, and ended up on the short end of a really good game against our next guest, Marty Paulson, which is nothing to, to be upset about, because Marty's a legend, and we'll get into all that. So, but Ty is a guy that gets it. He sees the big picture. You can tell he's a student of the game, and one of those guys that you knew, and him and I had a great battle with our teams last year to open the first ever game of spring baseball for the two of our programs at the Rock. So Ty's does things the right way, and he's going to be around for a long time.
Hey, Scott, Marty Paulson didn't go to Catholic Memorial for high school, did he? Because it seems like everybody else on the show, Tim went there, Ty Johnson is a Catholic Memorial alum.
Yeah, there's something going on there. No, Marty did not.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure.
No. Yeah, no, and there was no, I'll be honest, it's amazing how much I'm obviously Catholic Memorial is doing great things, but I had that conversation with somebody not too long ago about just all of a sudden it seems like there is not only this a lot of kids going there and whatnot, but also the number of graduates that they've had are now in the coaching ranks.
Hey, Ty, can we talk a little bit about that time? Did you know early on, like maybe when you were at Catholic Memorial, that coaching is something you wanted to do?
Yeah, when I was at Catholic Memorial, I kind of realized quickly that I might not be the best player. I probably maxed out my talent ability, and I realized that I wanted to continue to coach because I thought I could be a better teacher than a player. So it was something that when I graduated for Catholic Memorial, Tim Gotzler asked me to come help him coach again, and I've been coaching ever since.
Hey, do you work at Brookfield East, or are you outside of the building?
I do not work at Brookfield East. I'm actually an accountant at a manufacturing company in Milwaukee.
Well, there you go. So I'm sure you keep great stats on your Brookfield East baseball team, right? You're a numbers guy.
That's correct. For people that probably know me and know me pretty well, I'm really big into numbers, but I'm also really big into the numbers that I find value in. So you have to know how to read and, basically compile the data in a way that's effective for you.
So real quick, Ty is one of those coaches, and I don't know if he was still doing it. I know he did it against us those couple years we coached against each other, but he's got that number system when he calls a play offensively or defensively or whatever, and I was razzing him. I said, hey, human rain delay, get your numbers in a little quicker to your guys so we can speed this game up here. So, you know, and I'm joking, of course. There's quite a few guys that use that system, but I was making sure I was razzing Ty. So now I know where it all comes from because of the accountant stuff.
And you know, you guys, when Ty says, you know, some numbers are important, some are not. So, Ty, if I told you that I hit 750 in the last softball league that I played in, that's impressive, right?
I'm not a big batting average person. There's a lot of factors that go into batting average that don't
really affect how a person actually just answer the question, Ty.
You know what? You're supposed to say yes, and I'd follow up, but it was in the church softball league, so that's going to take a lot away from hitting 750.
And he had four at-bats all season.
All season long, but I was 3-for-4, and it was against, not the greatest of competition, and there's a couple times that we had to borrow players, and we borrowed the worst players we had to the other team. Anyway, yeah, Ty, so you're right. And I didn't expect you to say, look, batting average, it's really not important to me. So you kind of ruined that whole ba-dump-bump joke, but no worries on that. Hey, Ty, what kind of team were you expecting to have this season?
I think we were going to compete pretty well in the greater Metro. We had a lot of guys that would be stepping up from a role player from the 2019 team into kind of being the guys. So really how the season was going to be was how we made that transition from role to being a leader of the team. And I think we had guys that would step up and fill that in pretty well.
Well, and Ty, you got – talk to us a little bit about the Phillips kid, Q Phillips, going to Michigan, right? I mean, just super impressed with him last year as a sophomore. One of the top players in the country as far as, you know, mm-hmm. you look at publications. Talk to us a little bit about him as a player.
Well, I mean, Q's going to have a lot of doors opening for him because of how well he plays. He has a high level of talent, speed, hitting, defense, throwing. So he's very physically gifted. He also works incredibly hard. He is very strong. He has dropped his 60 time to, I think, the most recently. He's probably, I don't even want to say a number, but it's one of the fastest times in the nation.
I thought I saw he was like in the 6'7", 6'6", range, which is absolutely flying.
Jeez. I think he's a little faster than that now. Yeah, I think he's closer to 6'5".
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy speed.
So he works really hard.
Does he do other sports? Or is he just a baseball guy? I'm just curious.
He is just a baseball player, okay. But he's had a brother that's a very, very good prep soccer player, and I think his sister also was a very, very good high school volleyball player.
I got to imagine the football coach has asked him once or twice to come on out for football, too.
With that speed, I can't see why they wouldn't ask him.
Right.
Hey, and Ty, speaking of that, you know, Brookfield East, You know, recently has had a ton of success in football, obviously in basketball. I'm a huge fan of Coach Rux and the program that he runs at Brookfield East. You know, as the baseball coach, you're competing with some really successful programs to get mm-hmm. to get noticed and to get some visibility. Is that a difficult place to be the head baseball coach at Brookfield East because of success in the other programs?
I don't think so. I actually think it's the opposite way around. Success breeds success, so I want everyone to be successful. And I think in the 3 years I've been at Brookfield East, almost every sport for boys has made it to the state tournament. And I think that's just a testament to all the coaches across the board, because when you get these multi-sport athletes that have success in one sport, it usually continues on to another one. So I think we all push each other to be better, and that's what's led us to having a good athletic program.
So Ty, real quick, I know we got to get moving, but so talk to us a little bit about how is that split up? Like, is there a Brook East like youth program for sports and a Brook Central youth program for sports, or at what age do they start to do that?
I can really only talk with baseball, and more and more recently it has been a shift from like one kind of singular organization to now Brookfield Central has a junior Lancers program. And we have a junior Spartans program for baseball. Okay. But we also experience a lot of travel baseball in Brookfield with kids that play on Styx teams and GRB and Bruce State. And, you know, you can just kind of go down the list.
Sure.
Academies.
Okay.
Hey, Coach, do you know the football coach at all, Coach Farley?
A little bit.
That's all right. Yeah, because I got to get somebody to nudge him to come on my show. He's like, it used to be him and Bill Young over at Catholic Memorial, but I got Coach right. Young to come in studio last year, and I can't get the football coach at Brook East to come on my show, and I got to figure out why, because he's the only one at this point. So if you see him, just say, hey, it wasn't so bad. I was on that show with McGivern, and it was fine. He didn't, like, yell at me or anything.
Will do.
Ty, I appreciate your time. I really do. Hey, enjoy that young son. How old is he now?
10 weeks.
10 weeks.
Wow, you're still in the early. You're still in the way early stages.
Way early, but you know what? Again, put a ball in his left hand or his right hand, put a little bat, get him comfortable on both sides of the plate.
Yes, thank you.
You got it.
Thanks, Ty
Johnson, head baseball coach at Brookfield East, and what Scott Holler told me about him is correct. Brookfield East baseball is in really good hands with this young man in charge. On the other side of the break, Marty Paulson. He's a guy we've tried to get on this show a number of weeks, but he's always golfing. But we've got him for two segments, and I got to tell you, Scott, I appreciate his willingness to come on, and he's a guy that's he has forgotten more about baseball than you and I know.
This is a great way for us to end it, Mike. This is a living legend right here.
That's awesome. Marty Paulson, head baseball coach at Fond du Lac, will join us on the other side. This is the Pick and Save. Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association show. As always, presented by our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host is the president of the WBCA, head baseball coach at Oak Creek, Scott Holler. Hey, Scott, throughout the shows that we've done this year, we've either talked about Marty Paulson or our guests have talked about Marty Paulson quite a bit. And look, when you have 600 wins in baseball in the state of Wisconsin, you are a guy we should talk a lot about.
Yeah, so I go back to that first show we did with Mark Fuller, and you talk to any coach around the state about, you know, coaches in this state and what they've done for the game, and there's a few names that come up, but you won't have anybody forget to talk about Marty Paulson and certainly Mark Fuller as well. So this is a guy that I remember being a 19-year-old kid at my first WBCA clinic, sitting in the front row, and just looking up at, on stage and watching Marty talk and thinking, wow, you know, this is unreal. And now, whatever, 23 years later, he's become a great friend and a great mentor to me and so many people. So just very humbled and blessed to have met Marty and gotten a chance to work with him. And I'm glad he finally cleared some time in his schedule. I think he's got like 60 people at his cabin right now, so we had to pry him away here just for a half hour. So
hey Marty, thank you so much for coming on this show, and I have not met you in person, but I hear nothing but, well, for the most part, really good things about you. Not everybody says that you can hit a golf ball the way you used to, but I'm just telling you that there are some people that take some shots at you on the golf course behind your back.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's such a pleasure to be on here. And you know what? I can't hit the ball like I used to, but if there's a, you know, a chance to give me a chance to win, I'll figure it out somehow to be in the mix.
Hey, before we talk baseball, I got to ask you, I was a huge Travis Dehner fan all the way through. And to watch him hit that three to win that tournament, for those guys to get $1 million, and to have those announcers continue to talk about Fond du Lac, I just thought it was really cool. And I would assume that, you know, most people up in the Fond du Lac area were watching that game and felt pretty good when that pass was cross court to him and he got his feet set. You got a pretty good feeling that Diener's going to hit that thing.
Well, let's put it this way. If you put LeBron James over there, or anybody else, I would bank my money on Travis Dehner because he'll figure out how to get it done. He's always done it. He's one of the fiercest competitors I have ever had the opportunity to coach. I brought him up as a sophomore, and he's just phenomenal. It's just, you could put some kind of game that he would walk in the room, so what's that game, and never seen it before, and he would figure out how to win in 1 minute. That's just the way he was, and I knew that if he got the ball, that ball was going in. That's just the way he is. And then, of course, he had turned to his sideline just before that and said, "Hey, get ready to win some money." And yes. Oh yeah, exactly. And that doesn't surprise me in the least. That's just who he is.
Well, and you know, I have to tell you, Scott, too, my favorite is that, you know, they win the semis and they said, so what are you going to do the next couple of days? He goes, I don't know. We're going to drink some beer tonight. I know that. and we'll figure out what we're going to do. But tonight we're going to get together, have some fun, a couple laughs, and we'll drink some beers. And then he was on with Bart Winkler on our morning show, who's also a Fond du Lac guy. And he had called over to his parents' bar and said, hey, you know what, for tonight, you know, on me. And then he got the bill. He said, man, I'm not doing that anymore. That's the only time. Because those boys in Fond du Lac got after it way harder than I thought they were going to. So
That might have just been Marty's bill.
That Marty.
I'll tell you what, I don't want to take credit for him learning how to drink beer, but that could be one of the things that he picked up from me, as Scotty would know. If I would have known... If I were in Fond du Lac, I would have been at the press box, and that would have added a couple dollars to the bill. Anyway, he's something else. I'll tell you a quick story about Travis Dehner. We played a game on a Saturday. Now we're going to go up and play Appleton East, who is one of the top in our conference. We have a really, really, really top-notch conference, great. Yeah. As a lot of them do. But so he pitched Saturday, so that's we go up and he's supposed to pitch Thursday now against Appleton North, who's the number one team in the state. And all of a sudden, he says to me, he says, Coach, who's pitching today? And I said, well, Eddie's going to pitch. Because I said, you just pitched Saturday. And he said, Coach, we can't overlook this team. He says, we can't overlook this team. Now, as a coach, that's probably the last thing you want to hear one of your players say, that I was overlooking them. And I said, well, you just pitched Saturday. Coach, you can't overlook this team. Can't overlook this team. So I looked at him and, yeah, you know, if you want to overlook this team, you know, gives you one of those kind of shots. That's the way he is. And so I looked at the guy I was going to pitch. I said, well, I think you'll pitch Saturday. And his dad walked in. Bobby Dehner walked in. Didn't expect Travis to pitch. Walks in. I look at his dad, and I shrug my shoulders. His dad shrugged his shoulders. You know, he wasn't surprised. And he went out and threw a perfect game. Ball never left the infield. perfect game. Struck out seven, and it was a full seven inning game because we didn't 10 run them. So it was incredible. It's just
wow.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we guess we didn't overlook them, did we, Travy? And that's just the way he was. I mean, it's phenomenal. So, but anyway, it's a pleasure to coach somebody like that.
Yeah, his arm didn't fall off either. He was fine after that.
Well, I want to tell you something right now. He used to stand out there, and this happened to me one time. He'd stand out there, and it looked like his arm was killing him. And the umpire looked at me and says, "I think you better check on him. His arm hurts." And I says, "He's not coming out." And I looked at his dad, and his dad said, "Whatever he says, he's going to Marquette to play basketball, so it doesn't matter what you do with him." So his dad wasn't worried. So then all of a sudden, the umpire says, "Well, be sure." I said, "Why don't you go out and take him out?" I said to the umpire,
right.
"You go take him out.
He's not coming out if you went out there."
Oh, he's away. He said, "What are you doing out here?" So yeah,
get back
crazy.
In the dugout.
Well, of course, we communicated. And one more quick story is that what he did a lot of AAU, and I was able to work around that in high school. I know a lot of coaches don't like the fact that they're people are, you know, playing other sports during your season. But in Travis's case, you got to keep a kid like that on your roster because he'll teach everybody else how to compete. So I worked around it, and you know, he didn't miss any games. But anyway, but when he got 3-0 on a batter, he'd hit him. So, true story. He hit him, and I knew he would do this. And then he would tell me, "Well, coach, you know, why waste pitches?" And then he'd get the next three out. So we go to the state tournament in 2000. We ended up winning the state tournament, but we're playing Baraboo, and he's got 3-0 on the first batter of the game. He's got 3-0 on him. I said, I look at my assistant Shane Yance. I said, "Yance, he's going to hit him." And I said, "So we're going to put a guy, this is a state tournament." Sure as heck, he plunked him right in the ribs. So 9 pitches later, he's got the side out. So I walk out and meet him.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I started walking out at the mound. "Told you, coach." He says, "Beside that, I didn't like the kid anyway. I played against him in the AAU basketball, and he's a dirty player." I was like, come on. That's the type of kid he was.
Man, I wish we had, you know, 2.5 hours to keep talking about stuff like this.
I told you we needed to have a whole
Scott,
show just for Marty because
look, we've only talked Diener. We got one more segment to tell about the rest of the whole community in Fond du Lac. And
now we're going to talk about his 600 wins here in the last 10 minutes.
We're going to get to a break. Maybe what we should do is get ourselves invited to that cabin, Scott.
Yeah.
That's what we should do. And then we don't have to worry about going to a break. We can just sit across the table and talk to him.
That's a long list.
I'll tell you what. We'll be Mark Puller and I and my son and stuff. We deer hunt up here every year, and we've had nine straight successful years of deer hunting where we haven't got anything, and that's just fabulous because I'm the only one that knows how to gut out a deer, and then that means I'd have to do it. So you guys are welcome. You guys.
Well, Marty, you got to leave the cabin in order to actually get a deer.
Well, not necessarily. We cut woods right out. Now we built a second story garage, and my son's just going to open the window and just put his stand right there. And so anyway, Mark Fuller comes up every year and he hunts with us, so it's a blast.
And you know, if you shoot a doe, and Marty's the only one that knows how to clean it, don't shoot a doe. You want something with a nice big right, because I'm not cleaning a doe. He is Marty Paulson.
I just tell him, don't you be shooting Bambi on me because I'm not touching it, and then you're on your own. I actually printed off the instructions on how to gut out a deer and gave it to my son and Mark Fuller, and they looked at it, they looked at each other, they crumbled it up right in front of me and threw it in the garbage, and they both said, "Well, we got you." What are you going to do?
And neither one of those guys are going to shoot one anyway. That's what I'm thinking. He is Marty Paulson from Fond du Lac, and we're going to continue our conversation with him. 600 wins. And his hope was to probably be, you know, 625 or so after this season. But no games played in Fond du Lac. We'll find out what it was like for him and his seniors on the other side of the break. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
A
Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin. I'm Mike McGivern, my co-host Scott Holler. We're going to end the show at 11 o'clock, the Brewer pregame show. The Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Brewer pregame show is up next with Tim Allen, our guest for this segment and last segment. And I have to tell you, he might be my new co-host. Scott Holler, you might be getting hey. Fired after this one. Nah. He's Marty Paulson, head baseball coach at Fond du Lac High School, 600 wins, number two all-time in the state of Wisconsin. Hey, Coach, when all this happened, I know that you've never been home a whole lot this time of year. First of all, I'm hoping that went okay for you. And two, wondering how difficult of a time this was for you, your staff, and the seniors at Fond du Lac.
Well, let's put it this way. 59 days in a row that we were quarantined, and I've got a wonderful wife. And actually, we did survive. But one of the reasons our marriage has been so good over all these years is I coach basketball, I coach cross country, and I coach baseball, and that makes it a very successful marriage because you're never home. So that's just something for your younger coaches, you know, if you could pull it off. But yeah, it's the situation was, when we go back to last year, I had a good fun team, and they were just you wanted to go to practice. I mean, these kids would kid around, you know, we'd always be serious for stuff, but we'd compete every day for something or another, you know, little games within the games, you know, that type of thing. And they were phenomenal. Well, we had an average record, and then all of a sudden at the end of the year we caught fire, and we ended up going to state. And that was totally unexpected. We get to state with a 12-11 record. We were the eighth seed, that type of thing. And eight of those kids were juniors. And it was just a phenomenal group. You know, the group that I lost were just so much fun and so good. Mm-hmm. It was just one of those years that, you know, we could kid around so much that, you know, not many coaches can do this. But, I mean, I actually had a You Suck ball where I wrote You Suck on. And then when a kid screwed up in practice or something like that, or game, then after practice, I'd have his number on the ball and present it to him. Yeah, there's not going to be many coaches can get away with that. And I would just,
you got to be somewhere for 50-some years to get away with that.
Yeah. But anyway, so I had eight of those kids back, and just going to be a great team. And unfortunately, you know, it's just the way it is. I mean, obviously, it had to happen. There's no question. There's no second guessing. Right. There's no anything. You know, you feel bad, but then all of a sudden when the girls' finals in basketball, you know, I mean, how sad is that? One game to go. But you know what? Everybody made it. Everybody did well. We're actually going to have a senior game when we come back, or when I, you know, in first week of August against our school here, St. Mary Springs. We're going to have a senior game in honor of the seniors for both teams. Play a game. Have fun.
Hey, Marty, can I ask, when, you know, you've been coaching obviously a long time, and I'm wondering when if you can go back to that younger coach that you were when you started this, and if I were to say to you, hey, there's going to be a day you're going to be on my radio show, you're going to have 600 wins, and would you have just shook your head and said, you're out of your mind?
Well, nobody's going to be around there. A young coach like that, you know, unless they can be 25-2 every year. I mean, it's just for that many years. I mean, you know, a lot of people say, well, you should have 600 wins. You coach for 84 years, and you know, but that's what they tell me. And you're right when you did your introduction. Whatever anybody gives me, I've got coming. But I understand that. But you know, it's just when I first started, I was just 22 years old, and my players were 18,
wow,
17. And when I went to Fond du Lac, I got that job, and I've been there ever since. I mean, nobody stays in the same school. I mean, how did I survive all the administrators, all the parents, everybody else? I don't know. I don't know how I did. But you know, there's no way. As a matter of fact, when I got my 400th win, the announcers or the paper right away says, well, you're going to be around for 500. And I know I remember the quote. I said, if I'm around for my 500th win, I will not have the same wife. And I remember, and he puts that in the paper. And then, well, here we are, you know. Yeah. But, you know, it's been just great assistant coaches. Parents have been good. you know, and it's all about the athletes. I never threw a pitch. I never hit a ball, and I never stepped on home plate. You know, it's the kids, and, you know, I haven't had powerhouses per se, and it's really hard to win in our FBA because mm-hmm. everybody is, you know, decent programs. And so, yeah, it's just a credit to everybody. I've had great administration, all that. But I'll tell you one thing. The Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association has been just phenomenal. I happened to join that right away. Tom O'Connell was part of that as far as getting it going. But I remember I was 19, and I got a little brochure, and it said that there's going to be a clinic in Carthage. I believe that was 1970.
Wow.
So I went to that, and it's been phenomenal. And, you know, we're strong and it's good, and we've got such leadership. Scott does such a great job. And, you know, I mean, Mark Fuller brings the best people to the clinic you can get. We got by far the best clinic in the United States.
Hey, Marty.
I've been to most of them with Mark. So anyway.
Marty, yeah, I'm sorry to cut you off. I am. And I have to get to say thank you again to Scott. And please come on when we get back at it next year. And let's do an hour because I've got a zillion questions for you. He's Marty Paulson, Fond du Lac, Scott Holler, my co-host. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.